A busy, busy, busy Friday afternoon. Good afternoon again. Welcome, welcome to the Talk on the Block. I've always said that Dominica is pregnant with issues. Sometimes you don't even have time to deliver on the many issues and challenges and questions asked on a day-to-day basis. So you will excuse me sometimes. I get here late because I'm also asked questions on the streets. This is the Talk on the Block. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. On my way here, I met a gentleman who said that he may have been abused there by some Chinese, he says. On the hospital project, is that the project, sir? All right, okay, that's the project. And he wants the authorities to investigate to find out just what happened. I'm going to ask him for his name and tell me the story. Sir, good afternoon to you. Come a little closer to the microphone. Come a little closer, yes. Tell me what your story is. You know, I know you're hurting at this time, but take your time and tell me what happened yesterday.
Well, so yesterday, I was working yesterday on a project.
Right.
While the project I leave, go to my bag, get something to eat.
To your bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why go to my back seat? A guy called Rudy. He's the they say he's the
supervisor
for Dominican and Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
So I really see him, like I leave Gulong, I see him across the building. I was checking him because man doesn't deal, I don't know what to do with him, he doesn't talk. So I was checking him, but I was in my bag, checking my business in my bag. He just monitoring me outside. Mm. He finally couldn't see what he could see. No, before he come inside, he's taking pictures. So he find he couldn't get what he had to get. He come inside the room where I be with my bag. And he asked me, what are you doing in my bag? I didn't talk and answer him. I didn't take him on. He asked me about it two times. The first time he asked me, I'm not working. When I'm not working, well, I won't explain. I won't say the words I hear to him on the mic. Because I tell him about long good and all.
Yeah.
I won't say them thing there.
All right, okay.
But anyway, I end up telling him something all the way in work. So I say, I tell him, but if you're in trouble, before I get in trouble here, I'm going to want that guy doing Chinese and English.
Right. So he's a translator.
Right, so I'm going to warn him if you for any trouble. I left, I'm going to warn him. Why are you going to warn him now? I know you're going to tell the boss man who doing the Chinese man who doing the Guinness work to do, and so you're going to tell him. Why are you going to meet the guy working with and the boss man herself with the Chinese there? So I take on them Chinese, but I take him on. I say, boy, I want you every day. I tell suspect, like, oh, I'm going to lose my job here. But if this lose my job here, trust me, it'll be a case between me and you. Because you know you're going to be coming in high Haitian alone. Right now, the Haitian woman working right now. We have 10 dumpkins, there's plenty. It's Haitian cleaning the upstairs, Haitian woman cleaning the whole upstairs and downstairs rooms. Haitian man working the whole place, Haitian man have all the work doing. Dumpkin not there. You don't have 10 dumpkins, there's plenty.
Mm.
Right? And all you're doing is to see all dumpkins get off the job and bring Haitian to do the work. That's my plan, that's what I see you doing every day. So I tell you, I have my kids to maintain, and my family to maintain. I know you're going to continue coming to lose my job in Dominica and stress me out, because it'll be a problem.
Is he a Dominican?
Yes, a Haitian. He already lies and says he's a Dominican. He got a Dominican passport and says he's a Dominican. That's why he get the job. When we tell the Chinese he's a Haitian Chinese, I'm surprised, a shock. I couldn't believe he's a Haitian. When we tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, when I'm talking to him now, I make a crossing and I say, well, you lose my job, I'll do something. The Chinese man checking me by talking too much. Because they were checking, I was talking too much. But the man does take everything easy. But as a Dominican, me home, I can't take Chinese, I'm like, no man. I was speaking, I was talking, they were checking, they were checking, I'm talking plenty. I seen things. Dominican was sitting and don't say nothing. You know where I'm coming from? By talking, I say, I talk because it's my right to talk. I don't spoil, I have there around them, it's my talk.
Right.
Because I can't do nothing and talk. I cannot talk. So now, when he tell me that now, why tell this and what going on between me and him, it's not a job that go happen. I turn going off to go to my work. The Chinese man tell me, finish lad, in English, finish lad, I mean no work for you.
Right.
I tell me, work, no problem. I turn going off. The man start giving me one set of kick and thump. Finish lad. I crying to him, but what was, I'm a deportee, I'm saying, Corey. I sometimes don't say to my 10 times. I'm a deportee, I'm saying, Corey, if murder.
Right.
If when I step here, I've been to prison. I leave prison under 8 years prison.
No, but well, we don't really want to know history. We want to know what happened to
okay.
you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, so now, internal officer gave me such a kick and thump. I asked him, what, Buster, why do you mean that for? What I do you? I start crying, quite again. I say, in trouble now. And all your jail, I say, no, because I was last time jail, I was the same Chinese, you know, then I
was
again,
Chinese was hitting
me. And kicking me like a dog. In front of the whole, in front of the workers, in front of people who came by the hospital, and I was there crying.
So you said nothing to the Chinese?
Well, I asked him, what he doing? If he's serious, what I doing?
And so I you said nothing to him, and he said
nothing to him. Or he tell me, finish, la. I agree, finish, like, go in. I tell my good master to give me a kick. And tell me, I'm talking too much. While he's talking too much, he wants to touch me. Just tell me, go home.
Right.
He wants to kick me and thump me and tell me, go at my home. And so I give me once a thump and give me once a kick and tell me, finish, la. I cry now, I check him, but I say, Jill, I say, no, because I touch me, I will go. Because my plan is to take up and smash him and face up, my brother.
But we don't want to encourage that violence. But what are you going to do now?
Well, listen to me. Why I walk in all over, I go to the street, I go to the post, it's similar. So I talk to you there.
Right.
So, why? Okay, I tell the police different things. What the air, I can say different things, I can say too much. But why should I tell the police? Why walk into all this, get my right and what's going on? Because my brother trusts me. I will go down the journey, that's my right, you know. I don't do nothing for no reason. A man kick me and beat me for no reason at all. You tell me you fire me, you want to touch me. Pay me and send me at my home. He don't pay me one time. So now, what happened yesterday, therefore I say I take his further. They tell me go back and work. Because again, if you kiss go for me money and whatever, they calm me down. I go back and work. This morning, I go to work this morning, one of the big ones tell me, no worker. Ask me for what? Okay, no worker, but pay me now. He tell me come back 8 o'clock for my money. But that doesn't get you mad again. I say, that's why you go for your study. You come to look nice and easy and man tell you no work and send you without money.
So you want your money now?
And I want my money now. No, I go to work again. The man tell me, if I go, take it. Because if I work this morning, please don't arrest me. Because this time, I was taking mister and make it a sample. Because for my kicking, for embarrassing me, tell me no work and send me without no money, I'm going to take me make a simple sample. I walk in my side. What am I talking about? My
back. Yeah, but you seem like you're very hurt. You seem like you're very hurt.
Plus my back, you know, my boy. Plus my back, you know, my nook. I'm not the payment and I'm kicking me.
So you want your money now?
Well,
what community are you from? What do you?
From Marigot by Ivan Granby.
Okay. So you, what are you going to do? You going to go back for your money tomorrow, or you want?
Let him come for it a while again. Let him come for it a while again.
So they come for it now.
A while again.
But you want to speak for your rights.
Exactly. I go to the station, I go to all over, they give me a paper to go to the doctor, get doctor paper. Uh-huh. Say where your man beat me, what happened to me.
Oh, you should go see a lawyer this time.
I want to see Dasha Francis too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you, that's a paper from
I go all over,
from the
I
police.
So I don't want to go on the right, my thing, I wrong. So I'm going all over to get my right. Because what Mr. Dumedes for the country is a big embarrassment for me, it's embarrassing for me. To kick me, my brother. I saw it China, I realized, to do it like them. I said, man, spit. I said, man, ha! And spit on my marriage, my brother, to the command, kick me, boy, to the boy. You can't even kill him, to the boy. You can't go jail, boy. I live jail with my brother, no prison, my brother. I know jail with my brother. I can make jail with my brother. I 55, you know, yeah, my plan. I don't begin 7 years in prison. That's why I don't begin 7 years. I 55 already, 77, as they say, 70 man score.
But go back to, because you're talking away from the mic at this time, but you seem very angry. I'm hoping that issue is resolved. You know, you cannot, I will say, you cannot have a Chinese beating a national, you know, for his own rights.
And, what I do? You tell me finish law, you tell me at my home. You don't want to touch my brother.
How much money they owe you at this for the entire week? Or?
Well, a couple of days.
A couple of days.
A couple of days. And man, I've been paying. Not paying overtime, not paying double day.
And you know what jail is. And I'm just telling you, I'm trying to encourage you to stay away from trouble. Stay away from trouble. Are you saying all of this because you're very upset?
I just want to go out of business. I don't talk myself. You see me? People in crime. People doing things. People don't know what's happening outside the world. It doesn't know what's happening, you know. When you react, you know, they say you this and you that and you're working on this to my partner. You're like going, you're like facing my partner. You're like facing right now my partner. You're like feeling to do my partner. Or like getting my partner. You're underpaying me. You're still stressing me out. Still coming, you're kicking me, you're beating me. Just tell me finish, like, come on, my partner. What happened to Dominica? What's really going on in Dominica? Tell me. What will happen to us here, my brother? Tell me. What's going on? Take a gun now and walk up here now and do a crime. Why are you going to watch me? Let's talk sense. Take a gun and walk up here now. And please myself, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
Well, I'm encouraging you to just cool out. I know you're very emotional. I don't want you to get yourself in further trouble. Again, you know what jail is, and it's not a good place. So I just want you to chill out, sir. Chill out. And, you know, I know it's very embarrassing to you. You've been kicking.
And the thing about me, I'm not doing good building. When taking blocks, that's to call on me.
Uh-huh.
No steel, no concrete, blood touching, no color, blood touching the ceiling, and taking the sponge and putting it in the glass and pass and boast. What's that rock? Come on, my brother, you know, you're talking about what you're going to get into the business. What you're going to get into the business. What you go out, I said, we're going to try and it's in Dominica. What you go out and see, they will get me another man. Chinese is a waste, my brother, and the days of earthquake shake here. In Dominica, in the hospital, my brother, you're going to have a chaos, my brother, in the hospital, my brother. But not touching no column. But not touching no, you know, chassis. No steel, no concrete. You're just taking a block, sky and come up with it. You're not touching here, you're not touching there, and you're putting sponge between it. And you're getting passed and put on it. What's going to hold for you?
Well, we have to ask the engineers about that.
But listen to me. Original power, original. Don't talk about engineer. Don't call about Dominica engineer. Don't call about that. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. I will wrong Dominica. Don't talk about that. Onions are going to powers, onions are going to say, not one Chinese job.
So I want to say it was a pleasure just listening to your story, and we'll investigate it further. Maybe we'll get the other side of the story, and when we do, we will come back and talk to you. You gave me your number, and I'll follow up with you. Okay, sir? Thank you very much. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. This young man says he's been abused by the Chinese for his own money, and he's, of course, reporting on that. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Fontaine here, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Let me just call in support of this gentleman, as you know, going through the same experience as he has been through. And I understand his pain real quick. If he had punched one of those Chinese, you'd have the police van going up and down Goodwill Street looking for him. So I think I'm calling on the Deputy Commissioner of Police and also the CID office and the police headquarters and the police force. Or whoever works in the police department right now who's hearing this, they need to get out there and start investigating this matter. This is a crime against this man. It is not because they might look at him as something else or whatever. The man is a human being. He's a national, and I think the police officer should get on this. And no matter who it is, the Chinese have to have respect against our laws here. We have laws in this country. We have grievous bodily harm charges. We have simple wounding. We have a lot of different laws here. This man has clearly demonstrated that he was actually attacked, and there was a crime that is committed against this man. No matter what it is, he has rights. And I think they should dump on this man and in support of this man and charge whoever is responsible for their behavior. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you very much. Let's see if we can take another phone call. Well, this is not the first instance I've heard, you know, Chinese employers, you know, taking advantage of local workers. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Must be a slow Friday, slow news day today.
No, it's never a slow news day for me. Never, never, never. Go ahead.
Matt, before I say what I have to say, why you always hang up on me? I always wanted to know why you hang up on me so fast.
Because when you talk nonsense, I will hang up on you. When you talk sense, I will keep you on the line. Go ahead.
No. But Matt, the only reason you hang up on me is because you disagree what I say, but it's nothing personal.
I can disagree. I say it every day. I can disagree to agree. But when you talk nonsense, I will put you off. You want to continue talking? Let's go. Make your point.
Matt, 4 years ago, you said the hospital was in the sky. The hospital is going to be finished.
I never said no hospital was in the sky. Quote me and send me the clip. Let's go.
Well, Matt, I did call you. Yeah, Matt.
I'm here, my friend. I'm here. Go ahead.
Matt, I'll repeat myself, Matt. I said 4 years ago, I called your show and you said the hospital was in the sky.
I said the hospital was in the sky. I'm saying, quote me and record me and send me the clip when I told you the hospital was in the sky. You're saying things that you said. I'm not saying that I did not say. I'm saying if you have the clip, send it to me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Of course, news is next. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good afternoon.
To you, hello.
If I understand what the guy was saying properly, it looked like the Haitian was kind of harassing him too.
Yes, the first person harassing him on the job was the Haitian national.
Right.
And he went to of course, report that to his boss, who is a Chinese.
So all the Haitian want is for them to fire him and to replace another Haitian.
I cannot assume that, but that's what he is suggesting.
That brother and sister Haitian business is nonsense. They're all greedy and selfish.
All right, caller. You know what? We're going to take a break for the news. We're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll come back, Dominique. There's a lot to talk about. And my friend who just called in, there's never a slow news day for me. Never a slow news day, I can tell you that. I'm just bombarded with issues on a day-to-day basis. Don't report it as a slow news day, okay? The reporters in here will tell you, no, never. Never a slow news day for me. Hello, talk to me.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Hi, good afternoon. This is your news on the top of the hour. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the news, Ambassador Dr. Vince Henderson says he feels that there is no need for electoral reform here in Dominica. As Dr. Henderson was speaking at a press conference held by the Dominica Labour Party earlier this morning, where they spoke about the launching of a Greta Roberts of Grand Four to be held on April 28th of 2019. Dr. Henderson says that one should not fix what isn't broken and that he feels that there is no need for electoral reform here in Dominica. He also says that there is an impression of undermining the electoral process here in Dominica, which also is falsified.
We keep talking about the electoral issues. First of all, I depart from my party when they talk about reform. I don't think there is need for an electoral reform. There is need for continued enhancement of the electoral process so that we ensure that as we move as a developing country, that we can enhance greater efficiencies and accuracy in the election process. But every report from every observer group have come to one conclusion, that elections in Dominica have been free and fair. You only fix something that is broken, and I don't even would venture into the reform mode for elections. I don't think, because people give you the impression that there is something amiss, as if some kokomaka took place, something happened that undermined the electoral process. Not just me, the Commonwealth Secretariat most recently looked at it, and in their report that I don't have the liberty to disclose the details of the report, that is to say, who exactly published it on the behalf of who the consultants were, but have come to the conclusion that the election system in Dominica, yes, there are some things that can be done to improve it, but there's nothing amiss with the process.
Dr. Henderson says that the losing party and its new arm, the Concerned Citizen Movement, needs to be honest and that they have the biggest obstruction to play in the reform process.
I think we need to be honest with ourselves. The losing parties have always found a problem with the system, the same one that got them into office in 1995. And therefore, I believe if we having an honest conversation in the electoral process, let's talk of enhancing the system, but not giving the impression that it is broken and something was amiss. Let's be clear. And just to go back to the time for the process. But it is the Dominican Labour Party that went to the parliament to enhance that, the process, and make the investments in the ID cards that would be used for voting, and have allocated resources for that, for those activities, and started that process, which was termed by the same opposition, whether in what shade or shape that they found themselves, or they call themselves a group of concerned citizens, you know, the arm of the United Workers Party. So they have come forward and sought to hijack that process, and in so doing, stall the very efforts that were designed to enhance the voting process.
And that was Ambassador Dr. Vince Henderson. And more than 50 Venezuelans are missing and also feared to drown after their boat sank attempting to reach Trinidad in the early hours of Wednesday morning. The fishing vessel, John Lee Joe's, had left the port city of Gorilla, but capsized through rough seas near the uninhabited Patos Island, 3 miles from the Venezuelan coast. The boat's official manifest recorded 25 passengers, but sources say that additional passengers boarded are logged. Most of the passengers were women. 9 survivors have been found by the Venezuelan and the Trinidadian Coast Guards. Two, inclusive of the captain, Francisco Martinez, were found clinging to floating oil drums as daylight broke over the Gulf of Paria and the stretch of water that separates the Caribbean island from South American mainland, just 7 kilometers away from the narrowest point. Venezuelan authorities released the names of 23 people confirmed as traveling on the boat, all aged between 17 and 28. Most are likely to have been fleeing the ongoing social and at night on a popular route for refugees and migrants who pay traffickers to reach to Trinidad. And making sure that more women take part in arms control talks should be key priority for all countries. That's according to UN researchers as they speak on a publishing report showing that female delegates are significantly underrepresented in key discussions about weapons of mass destructions.
I think it is traditionally perceived as a military-oriented domain. It's perceived as a highly technical domain. It's perceived as a domain that you enter for life rather than one form of diplomacy that you may engage in across the course of your career. But it also reflects changing notions of authority in diplomacy and how we understand authority, and that has often been defined as a masculine form.
And this has been your news on the top of the hour. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Up next is Talk on the Block, hosted by Matthew.
Dominica, we are back, 1:12 after the news. This is the Talk on the Block. Mr. Albinoa, when you ask your question, make sure you have the answers to your question. If you have a clip of me saying what you said, then share it with the world, all right? Those twisting and turnings don't work with me. I had to go back to school, my brother. Don't accuse me of things you know is not true. Hello, stop the propaganda. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Matt Peltier, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, yes.
Yeah, Matt, how are you doing, my bro?
I'm trying my very best.
Matt, don't get yourself distracted, man. You know, just you know, these guys, you know, they have the agenda. Let them continue on the course that they are going, but very soon they'll understand that this country, Dominica, belongs to all of us, and all we're trying to do is to save it for the generations to come. Because as for you and I, Matt, I'm sure these guys understand that there's not much they can do with us.
Well, Matt, you know what I would say to Al? He keeps calling and trying to distract, to change the conversation. If you're so confident about Dominica, why don't you return and share in the glory days that you speak about every day?
Well, Matt Pelte, you remember the other day that I called and I invited the gentleman, this same Al Binwa, when he spoke his foolishness about the Marigot May Fest, and he had so much information, mm-hmm. when I had to put him in his place. And I invited him to come to Dominica and spend 2 years in Dominica. You understand? And that is why these guys must do. You know, they're in their luxury. I don't know if at all he is, but, you know, he's in America enjoying the hard labor and fruits of the American system. You love Dominica so much. Things are so good in Dominica, brother. I will say to you again today, come spend 2 straight years in this country, my brother. But, Matt, I don't want to spend time on Al Binwa. Al Binwa is a non-entity as far as I'm concerned. Matt, you know, I was listening to the news a while ago.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Matt, Vince Henderson, I really want to call on that brother this afternoon. Vince, my brother, you are San Joe man. You are ghetto man from San Joe. I'm going to speak real to you, my brother. You understand? San Joe is like my second home also. Because my mom, may her soul rest in peace, she worked in St. Joseph. So when I was going to high school, most of my holidays, I spent it in St. Joseph. You know? So I understood what St. Joseph was, and I now understand what St. Joseph is right now. So I'm listening to Vince talking this honest and foolishness, Matt, about electoral reform, and Dominica doesn't need that. But I want you to play that over. Because he said that he's not in agreement with his party in relation to electoral reform. So Vince has told the entire world that the Labour Party wants electoral reform. But Matt, let me tell Vince that this level of disrespect and dishonesty that he's trying to display in the Commonwealth of Dominica, he needs to put an end to that. Because Matt, there's a report now dissolving the impasse on the road to electoral reform. It's an interim report on the electoral reform efforts by group comprising leaders of church, business, and civil society. If Vince have not seen that report yet, I want him to put his hand on that report. Because, Matt, just quickly, let me tell you who this group involves. It comprises of the Dominica Christian Council, the Dominica Business Forum, the Waterfront and Island Workers Union, the Dominica Bar Association, the Dominica Evangelical Association, and the Dominica Public Service Union. Vince, you need to understand that the groups that I have mentioned there, these are the players in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Not you, Vince. You have not been living here over the past years. These guys understand what is happening on the ground in Dominica. And you can run your mouth as much as you want in relation to Dominica doesn't need electoral reform and lie on reports that have said elections have been free, but not fair. But let me say something to you. You see these groups that I've called there? You will allow them to do the work on behalf of the people of Dominica and to protect the interests of Dominicans in Dominica. So continue talking foolishness, my brother man, Vince. But one of these days, you're going to understand that all of this level of dishonesty and what it is that you are trying to fight for. My brother, put this country first, because this country has given you every single thing that you have now have. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, thank you. In case you missed Vince Henderson, we're going to allow you to listen at this time.
We keep talking about the electoral issues. First of all, I depart from my party when they talk about reform. I don't think there is need for an electoral reform. There is need for continued enhancement of the electoral process so that we ensure that as we move as a developing country, that we can enhance, greater efficiencies and accuracy in the election process. But every report from every observer group have come to one conclusion, that elections in Dominica have been free and fair. You only fix something that is broken, and I don't even would venture into the reform mode for elections. I don't think, because people give you the impression that there is something amiss, as if some cocomaca took place, something happened that undermined the electoral process. I Has any, well, not just me, the Commonwealth Secretariat most recently looked at it, and in their report that I would not have the, I don't have the liberty to disclose the details of the report, that is to say, who exactly published it on the behalf of, or who the consultants were, but have come to the conclusion that, that the election system in Dominica, yes, there are some things that can be done to improve it, but there's nothing amiss with the process. I think we need to be honest with ourselves. The losing parties have always found a problem with the system, the same one that got them into office in 1995. And therefore, I believe if we have an honest conversation in the electoral process, let's talk of enhancing the system, but not giving the impression that it is broken and something was amiss. Let's be clear. And just to go back to the time for the process. But it is the Dominican Labour Party that went to the parliament to enhance that, the process, and made the investments in the ID cards that would be used for voting, and have allocated resources for that, for those activities, and started that process, which was termed by the same opposition, whether in what shade or shape that they found themselves, or they call themselves a group of concerned citizens, you know, the arm of the United Workers Party. So they have come forward and sought to hijack that process, and in so doing, stall the very efforts that were designed to enhance the voting process. So to come now and have a conversation as if to say it is the government and the Dominican Labour Party that has held up any process that could enhance the voting system in Dominica, I mean, it's a dishonest conversation.
All right, that was Mr. Vince Henderson in a nutshell, saying that he feels that there is no need for electoral reform in Dominica. Of course, the telephones are getting crazy there. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon, Matt. It's Ray again. Matt, I want to do, first of all, Matt, first things first, I want to correct. This morning when I called, I talked about the ELAT. It is actually MLAT, which is Neutral Legal Assistant Treaty. When a government requests an MLAT from somebody, it is because there is some criminal investigation going on. And so this is what I want to correct that. It is MLAT. So I want to correct that word. And then I still insist that we ask the Attorney General whether he has received an MLAT from any foreign government, and who are they asking the information from? Is it from the Prime Minister? Is it from the other ministers? Is it all the other ministers and the Prime Minister, or what it is? Please tell the public of Dominica the request. MLAT request concerns criminal activity, and Dominicans would like to know which member of the legislature or the cabinet is that request made on, and please explain to them the purpose of the MLAT request. Having said that, I would like to address Vince Henderson, and I'm a little taken aback, him saying that there is no need for electoral reform. You see, Vince studied law in the United States. He has a law degree from the United States. So maybe he has difficulty reconciling American jurisprudence with the British jurisprudence, which he supposedly grew up with. When the government attempted to legalize bribery and treating and making penalty for not complying with illegal acts a crime, that is not electoral reform. And this dishonesty, this lying, this deception, this misrepresentation of the issue is unbecoming of somebody who is an ambassador, who served as an ambassador to the United Nations, a body that purports to propose to put forward democracy and democratic principles. But we know what the composition of the United Nations are. It comprises of despots from different countries that are dictators, but yet they feel they are democratic. So I suppose Vince Henderson either misunderstands, doesn't understand, or is deliberately mischievous or intellectually dishonest. And it is unbecoming of you, Vince, to make that kind of a statement. The OAS, the Secretary General of the Commonwealth Secretariat, said the elections may have been free, but not generally not fair. That is the statement. And their recommendations were very clear. And for years, your Labour Party government, led by Roosevelt Skerrit, who has refused to provide the funds to the Electoral Commission to execute what they said they were going to do. Do not forget that they told us sometime in July 1, they were going to start some process. And Skerrit, the Minister of Finance, did not make the funds available to the Commission. And the weak-kneed, spineless Commission refused to either take Skerrit to court to force him to make the monies available to the Commission so it could do its work. So, Mr. Henderson, in your diatribe, please review those matters. Go to the Commission and ask your Prime Minister that you adore and worship so much, that you adore and worship more than you do Christ, why he is not making the money available, because the Commission is not, under our laws and constitution, authorized to issue national ID cards. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Good afternoon to you too. Of course, more telephone calls coming in. But before we do, let's take a break. Something important is happening there in the Newtown constituency.
Professional health consultation taking place this Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come down to the Fatima Church ground in Newtown for a professional health consultation. Several doctors and specialists will be on site. Do you suffer from diabetes or hypertension? Come do your health checks. Courtesy Joshua Francis, Parliamentary Representative for the Rosa South constituency and the Deputy Political Leader of Team Dominica, the United Workers Party. This Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Professional health consultation at the Fatima Church ground. Be there.
All right, Dominica, I'll tell you what. There's a big question there. You can get a big ticket for the Jazz and Creole Festival in the North. Here's the question. You can answer. Yeah, just call me, 449-3095. Shuttle service is being provided to the entrance of Cabarrus National Park. Which, the question is, which taxi service is providing that shuttle to the entrance of Cabarrus National Park? That's the question. And you can find yourself or get yourself a ticket to the Jazz and Creole. Let's move on there. Take more telephone calls. Hello. Hello. Nobody there. So, yes, we'll, yes, go ahead.
Hello, Matt.
I'm here.
No, we should be convinced by the utterances of Vince that somebody has been blocking electoral reform. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes. This is Dominica Vibes.
Kenville, Masak, Maho, Jimmit, West Coast, Massive, Eskezo, Pauye. Ellen O'Malley presents a Groovers International this Saturday, April 27th from 7 p.m. Boca de Sky, the Saturday seminar entrance absolutely free. Come one, come all and feast of our sumptuous gold water, steamed fish, baked and barbecue chicken, salsa and more. April 4th, the Saturday seminar, Kubuli, Chemesau and Caribbean free for 10 all night. This Saturday in Maho, the village that never sleeps. Groovers International, meaning V, L, and O, Maho. Bomb music, Bobagai.
Lovely Bear and El Yunus After Dark Bar present a Calypso show and dance at El Yunus After Dark Bar in Campbell this Saturday, April 27th, near the playing field. Kubali 3 for 10 promotion. A well-stocked rock-solid bar awaits you from the kitchen. Gold water, barbecue and fried chicken, sauce and lots more. Come and hang with the Kubali girls. Come, it's a Calypso show and dance with DJ Mr. Mix. And on center stage, Checo, Lugas, Sour Sour and King Bob live in Campbell this Saturday, April 27th. Campbell, Maho, Massac, Jimmy, Belfast.
Vini Bue, Vini Wule Kupion.
Come at El Yunus After Dark Bar in Campbell, near the playing field. The Calypso Show and Dance in Campbell this Saturday. See you there.
That's a muyeko su machesa.
Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Dominicans in the metro Atlanta area, you are invited to a Real Change Town Hall meeting with Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, on Sunday, April 28th at 5 p.m. Come join the discussion on building a better Dominica. This meeting will take place at the Belvedere Seventh-day Adventist Church, 3567 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. That's 3567 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. See you there.
Of Roseau Valley and environs, come get ready for the Ronald Charles Rounders Finals, Sunday, April 20th, 2019, from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Come see the Matadors from Scottsdale. Take on the Rainbow Renters Hard Hitters from Mount Prosper. There'll be music, entertainment, food, drinks, and fun. Come see the Adams ladies, Maria Xavier, Nisha Paul of the Matadors. Come see Josiane Senville, Barbara Henderson, Kezia Wade, and the crew from the Hard Hitters. Entertainment, food, drinks, and competition. It's the Ronald Charles Roseau Valley Finals Sunday, April 28th from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Yes, Cochrane, it's coming your way. Be there.
The Ronald Charles Rounders Finals.
The wind of change is continuing to blow in Toronto, Canada. Another big event planned for Saturday, May 18th, a fundraising activity. It's a barbecue, Dominica style. Make sure you wear your white and blue. It's the Canada Dominica Progressive Movement. A special guest of honor, our own Dr. Dale Dangoben, will speak to the things your doctor never told you. Find out why Dr. Dale Dangoben has given our health system an F. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. 2168 Edmonton Avenue, West Toronto, main intersection between Caledonia and Edmonton. For more information, contact number 416-820-1814. Saturday, May 18th, 2019. Time 4 p.m. at Dominica Barbecue, a Creole barbecue.
Professional health consultation taking place this Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come down to the Fatima Church ground in Newtown for a professional health consultation. Several doctors and specialists will be on site. Do you suffer from diabetes or hypertension? Come do your health checks. Courtesy Joshua Francis, parliamentary representative for the Roseau South constituency and the deputy political leader of Team Dominica, the United Workers Party. This Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Professional health consultation at the Fatima Church ground. Be there.
Kubali Bear and El Yunus After Dark Bar present a Calypso show and dance at El Yunus After Dark Bar in Campbell this Saturday, April 27th, near the playing field. Kubali 3 for 10 promotion. A well-stocked rock-solid bar awaits you from the kitchen. Gold water, barbecue and fried chicken, sauce and lots more. Come and hang with the Kubali girls. Come, it's a Calypso show and dance with DJ Mr. Mix. And on center stage, Checo, Lugas, Sour Sour and King Bob live in Campbell this Saturday, April 27th. Campbell, Maho, Massac, Jimmy, Belfast.
Vini Bue, Vini Wule Kupion.
Come at El Yunus After Dark Bar in Campbell, near the playing field. The Calypso Show and Dance in Campbell this Saturday. See you there.
That's a muyeko su machesa. My brother, my grinder.
Dominica, we have answered the call of the Nature Island, made a natural choice to introduce Bryson Company Dominica Limited's manufacturing plant. All Dominicans can now enjoy the highest quality, locally made metal roofing and aluminum seamless gutters in a variety of styles and a rainbow of colors at unbeatable prices. Bryson Company is committed to helping Dominicans build better. We're located at the Breezy Mart compound in Canefield. Telephone 617-2468. Bryson Company, building resilience, building for living, building for life.
Football, football, football. The Dominica Football Association presents two big doubleheader Premier League action at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium this weekend. On Saturday, Belfast Estate Maho Soccer Strikers will take on Petro Caribe Point Michel at 2 p.m. in the first match of a doubleheader. While at 4 p.m., Sachiko South East, who has one hand on the trophy, will come up against Promise Harlem United. And in another doubleheader on Sunday, LA Enterprise Bombers FC, who has an outside chance at the championship, will come up against Dr. Mark Midland FC. In the first match of a doubleheader at 2 p.m. While at 4 p.m., the defending champions and league leaders, Central Cooperative Credit Union Dupla FC, will clash with Bafflesid FC, LA Enterprises Bombers FC, Sajiko Surface FC, and defending champs, Central Cooperative Credit Union Dupla FC, are all in with a chance at the championship. Will the title be decided this weekend? Only $5 gets you in. Football, football, football.
Have you been to this animal restaurant, Poti Olfo, opposite Suki, at Charlotteville? Oh, I tell you, it's fine dining at its best. Classy breakfast and lunch for all animals. PC 1990, the United Nations International Animal Association. Yo passo Wesolu Sokadi. No more lapo fig dashing ever lapo yampe for animals. That is animal abuse. No more guache coco for fowls. Kakiyo. Keep, 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 keep. No more of that. Instead, on the menu, you have broiler starter and grower, chicks starter and layer, pig starter and grower, all-purpose pellets and rabbit ration, a full range of international animal feed with no antibiotics, so it's a healthier choice. Change si mange met la ni antibiotic en didain, le ou même mange, même antibiotics a la kamot mi a system ou sab. Kosa ale kote, all four, opposite Suki, à Charlotteville, telephone 448-6242, et ben change n'importe mange bet ou bouzoué, ou la se zozio, ou adine, boui kebe chouval, they can get it for you.
The Lions Den in Brooklyn, New York will be rocking and roaring this weekend. Why? The exceptional nighttime king, King Dice, will be in the house, joined by the Roadmatch King, the Rabbits, and Green Jeff Band. DJ Ron B and DJ Kayo will be on the ones and twos. Spring Calypso this weekend at the Lions Den in Brooklyn, New York. 1464 St. John's, Brooklyn, New York, between Utica and Rochester. The Lions Den comes alive this weekend. At the door, you pay only $20 starting 9 p.m. The Dice live with the Rabbits this weekend, the Lions Den, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Miss it and blame yourself.
A very, very busy afternoon Friday, you would just imagine. Every business wants to take advantage of this popularity of this one there, the talk on the block. 449-3095, we're taking a few more phone calls before we take a break. 449-3095, 449-3096. 449-3097. Of course, many have been weighing in on the statement there by Mr. Vince Henderson, indicating somewhat that, he feels that there is no need for electoral reform in Dominica. Talk to me. Hello. Yes?
Yes, I'm calling to answer the question.
Okay. Shuttle service to the entrance of Cabras National Park will be provided by which taxi service?
Alex's Taxi Service.
My friend, you're very, very right. Give us your number.
285-3385.
285-3385. Let me write that down. Let me write that down. 225. Hold on there. Okay. 225.
285.
Oh, two. See, I got it wrong there. 285.
33.
33?
85.
Okay, contact Q95, call 4403-426 and collect your price of a ticket to the Jazz Festival, okay? Thank you very much, thank you. 449-3095-96 and 97, we'll continue with the discussion. We're monitoring some stories there in La Plaine. Some young men seem very upset. The incoming representative for the Dominica Labour Party, and has been expressing themselves. Actually, I've gotten some motorbikes, scooters with blue flags. Hello, talk to me. Hi.
Matt, good afternoon. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Hey, I was just talking about your activity there this weekend, yes?
Oh, okay. Great, great. I was just actually trying to get into... Matt, I'm very... Good afternoon, first of all, to whoever listening to you, diaspora, those from our plane, the Dallas and Bodica. Matt, it is, you know, it is frightening. It is just amazing to see, as I witness, how the country is. And I'm calling on Mr. Lennox Linton. I'm calling on the incoming Prime Minister to do the people a big favor as soon as you get in and you take your oath into office. Matt, you see in all the African countries how past ministers of government has money at their homes when they arrest them, and then they have confiscated so much bags of money. It is frightening to see how much money that could be at those ministers' homes and where they have them and where they're hiding them. Because all this money that's going around and how they're using money. I mean, really, really, Mr. Commissioner of Police, I'm calling on the police force, I'm calling on the commissioner, deputy, and what type of law that you can use to actually, this, I mean, Matt, this is what you call money. Is this money laundering? Is money tampering? Money all over the place? I mean, who is giving accountability of all this money, cash money, that is going around Dominica like this? And you have people living in tents, people are hungry, people are under tarpaulins, and you have ministers of government, power rep secretaries, permanent secretaries, prime minister's secretaries, and many more are just going around and influencing and trying to bribe people and trying to educate people on how to receive money and how can I give you money and how can I help you with money. I mean, come on. Well, in La Plaine, Matt, we are not for sale. We are not for sale. Let me send a clear message to the Prime Minister, and let me send a clear message to this Dominica criminal enterprise government. I'm going to call him out as it is and how I see it. Because that type of behavior is the first I've ever seen in my life and the first I've ever seen in the OECS in the Eastern Caribbean.
Give us an update, Jason. What's the momentum on like there in La Plaine on the ground between the both candidates? So what are you hearing? Objectively. Go ahead.
The both candidates, you know, the other candidate has brought building materials, supplies to dealies, and they're using relief. They're going to be about to use this as gifts to the people. And which I'm calling them to stop it immediately as the disaster chairman. Do not use those materials as gifts. I'm calling on the Prime Minister. Do not use those materials as gifts. If you do so, it will haunt you guys for the rest of your lives. When you do that, people have been suffering for the past 2 years. Matt, the community is still divided. We still have different political labor parties here in La Plaine, you know, since after the removal of the past minister, which is the sitting lame duck minister. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have his supporters. They're not following the present candidate supporting him. They are campaigning against him. They are actually doing secret campaigns against the president. I think the outgoing Glim Duck Minister wants to send a clear message to the Prime Minister that I told you so. So, you know, this is what's really going on in the constituency, the division, the money that's been going around, the excitement of getting money. You know, hey, Labour is giving money, we need money, either or else, you know, we're not voting you. This type of kind of bribery type of stuff going on. And, you know, this is happening everywhere. But La Plaine, they are concentrating, they have bypassed La Plaine. And they are functioning, they are focusing on the Victoria Dailies area where they are dumping loads of cash and loads of building material because they know that in Dailies, Victoria, that they are losing. They're losing. They do not have the support of the Labour Party. That is why they are focusing right now and campaigning on the ground, boots on the ground, as we see it. But, Matt, we're not for sale. I'm calling on the people of the Southeast. You know my voice. You know me speaking to you. Do not let them fool you. Do not let them come crying to you and say, look, vote for us. Because they are only going to benefit themselves. They're going to get richer. They are more there, and then while the poor gets poor.
All right. Let me ask you a quick question before we wrap you up here. This morning, Jason, you reported that there was some momentum on the ground there I got some pictures of scooters in blue. Is that still going on as we speak in our plane?
Yes, Matt. I mean, it is still going on. The guys pull up on the block. The sun is hot, but they are sending a clear message. I mean, whatever they are trying to do, or whatever whoever they're trying to send a message to, it is actually resignated, and it's going through, and then it's going loud and clear. You know, whatever they're sending, but they have, you know, it has automatically woke up this morning to this news, and I jumped right on it. And then the people are actually, the young men are actually blew up their bikes and pull up and having a good time and playing music. And they're sending us a clear message. They're silent. They're not speaking. But they're all in blue, Matt. They're all in blue. And that's all I'm going to say at this time. And I'm looking forward for this afternoon. I'm hearing some huge function is planning. As you know, as I'm hearing, some things are going to be greater later. So just keep your eyes on the southeast, Solida. Who knows what you'll see, what will happen. And it's going to be amazing. But this is what happens, Matt, when things backfire in your face. And this is what's going on. This is a prime example of when things backfire in your face.
All right, caller. Thank you very much, Jason. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back. There's a lot happening this weekend, including the DFA doubleheader. Oh,
The Dominica Football Association presents two big doubleheader Premier League action at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium this weekend. On Saturday, Belfast Estate Maho Soccer Strikers will take on Petro Caribe Point Michel at 2 p.m. in the first match of a doubleheader. While at 4 p.m., Sachiko Southeast, who has one hand on the trophy, will come up against Promise Harlem United. And in another doubleheader on Sunday, LA Enterprise Bombers FC, who has an outside chance at the championship, will come up against Dr. Mass Midland FC. In the first match of a doubleheader at 2 p.m. While at 4 p.m., the defending champions and league leaders, Central Cooperative Credit Union Dupla FC, will clash with Bafflestead FC, LA Enterprises Bombers FC, Sajiko Surface FC, and defending champs, Central Cooperative Credit Union Dupla FC, are all in with a chance at the championship. Will the title be decided this weekend? Only $5 gets you in. Football, football, football.
Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Dominicans in the Metro Atlanta area, you are invited to a Real Change Town Hall meeting with Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, on Sunday, April 28th at 5 p.m. Come join the discussion on building a better Dominica. This meeting will take place at the Belvedere Seventh-day Adventist Church, 3567 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. That's 3567 Covington Highway, Decatur, Georgia. See you there. Dominicans and friends of Dominicans in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach areas, you are cordially invited to join Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, in a town hall meeting to discuss issues affecting Dominica and the way forward. This meeting will take place on Saturday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at a Miami-Dade College. The North Campus, located at 11380 Northwest 27th Avenue, Miami, Florida. That's 11380 Northwest 27th Avenue, Miami, Florida. Come, let's talk about real change.
The Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York will be rocking and roaring this weekend. Why? The exceptional nighttime king, King Dice, will be in the house, joined by the Roadmatch King, the Rabbits, and Green Jet Band. DJ Ron B and DJ Kayo will be on the ones and twos. Spring Calypso this weekend at the Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York. 1464 St. John's, Brooklyn, New York, between Utica and Rochester. The Lion's Den comes alive this weekend. At the door, you pay only $20 starting 9 p.m. The Dice live with the Rabbits this weekend, the Lion's Den, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Miss it and blame yourself.
All right, let's go back to the telephone at this time. Good afternoon, good afternoon. 13 minutes to the hour. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, and how are you, Matt?
I'm doing the best that I can.
Okay, right, Matt. Matt, did you say something about entrance ticket for the Jazz Creole Festival, something like that?
Yes, but somebody won that ticket. I asked the question, yes.
Oh, you asked the question. I thought they were going to give tickets.
Well, they did give a ticket. I asked the question. Somebody called and answered the question.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Oh, I thought, well, it was from the government was giving tickets, because I know they have a lot of money spending and giving out. But, Matt, anyway, I am saying that I hope they come and complete and fix up the mosquito road, Matt, in the Lago area. The mosquito road, daily demo for mosquitoes, Matt.
All right. Hello. I'm still seeing a few blue roofs around, tarpaulins. I leave the community of Point Mission on a daily basis, and, it's an eyesore seeing my friend's roof there, very entrance of Lubier. I think Miss Desiree there, her roof still seems to be, uncovered, and with a blue tarpaulin. And she says she's been making a lot of requests, and requests seem to be falling on deaf ears. Well, if you are listening at this time, maybe you should do something for the young lady in that community. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon. Hi.
Matt, good afternoon.
To you, sir. How are you?
Matt, I'm fine. Matt, I hear all this money is going around buying votes, Matt. Matt, when I run for election, Matt, is the people of Western Lafayette that fund my campaign, the farmers and the people there had enough money to give me a little $100 there, a little $200.
Mm-hmm.
They that fund my campaign, They bought T-shirts. When I print T-shirts, Matt, the people used to buy T-shirts, in 95. So at that time, the people of Dominica was better off than the government. Now, the government is better off than the people. And Matt, the Labour Party has destroyed every area that the people of Dominica had to earn a living, Matt. It be it agriculture, be it fishing, be it small business, everything has been taken away from them. And the government now is playing big man by coming and offering them change, $2,000, $3,000, to vote for them, Matt. Matt, that is really a shame after 20 years of a government, of a Labour Party in government, Matt. Matt, the Labour Party should be sitting back and just point out the achievements and allow the people to vote based on their performance, Matt. But they haven't got anything to show. All they want to do is to put away all government funds that was supposed to maintain buildings, build roads, support government policy in agriculture and tourism, put it away, and election time come and spread it around, targeting people to buy their votes, Matt. Matt, that is a real shame.
You getting heading to the meeting there in Florida?
Thank you. Yes.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear your voice some more there when this broadcast will be live. The former Minister of Agriculture under the Opposition United Workers Party, Mr. Carvon. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon.
Hi, Matt. Did I get cut off? I did not finish my contribution.
I'm sorry. You were fading there in the background. Hello.
Okay, yes, Matt, because I was saying, Matt, I hope, well, probably they'll come and complete and fix up the mosquito road in the Lago area. A mosquito road, the road they live there with mosquitoes. Matt, kidding us. Matt, am I still on, Matt?
You're still on, yes.
Someone who lives abroad saw the road and said, it's a shame. And if there are no more health inspectors in this country. And I said, no, they are not called, or they are not referred to as inspectors anymore. They are referred to as officers. And so all of them in their office listening to hear what people saying about their prime minister. I don't care.
So what area is it exactly?
The Lago area, Matt. The cemetery there. They left a road there with mosquitoes, Matt. You can come and see, Matt. Someone just passed there living abroad told me it's a shame. Why they leave a road like that, Matt? It's so much water, Matt. You see, come and see it yourself, Matt.
All right. We'll try to pay some attention to that, Hello again, 151 is the afternoon time. We've just been interrupted, if you will. We have to make a few stops here this afternoon because it's a very, very busy afternoon. Hello, talk to me, 151.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Yeah, how you doing, my friend there in the USVI?
Yes, things are looking good, man. We are just planning and awaiting the arrival of Team Dominica here in St. Thomas, man.
I'm sure if they get the invitation, they will come.
Man, Matt, man, plans are afoot, man. Plans are on the way, man, Matt. And we're looking forward to big, big things, man. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. But, Matt, I listened to the news at 1, and I would like to vehemently disagree with Vince Henderson. Vince, would you like to go into another election with the electors list much bigger than the population of Dominica? You've said you're a doctor. I don't know where you guys are getting your doctorate from. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, Vince, there is need for electoral change. And that rubbish you're talking about, there's no need for electoral reform. You better think again. One other thing is, Matt, I am still thinking of this young boy who got himself into this accident over in Maho. And it hurts, Matt, to see that Roosevelt's carrot thrives on situation like this. I may be ridiculed. I may be sound like an idiot. But when things like that happen, I think Roosevelt's carried is overjoyed to see people coming to him and begging for assistance. Roosevelt, all this money you have going around doing a bunch of nonsense with, put this into the Marigold Hospital. Create a Dominica which is beneficial for everybody. You have money going all over the place doing a bunch of nonsense. If you were performing and performing satisfactorily, you wouldn't be doing all this rubbish. So put the money where it's needed. Give the commission the money that they need to have electoral reform. And Ben, come high, come low, you're going to lose, my brother. Get ready to be escorted by the FBI. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Matt, is that the same Vince Henderson who claimed that because he tried to get his to get his now idol to do things right, he was marginalized? I'll read it again. Are you the same Vince Henderson who claimed that because he tried to get his now idol, meaning the prime minister, to do things right, he was marginalized? When these fellas taste the good life, they are really desperate to maintain it. What a disgrace to sell your soul for jumbie money. Somebody's saying there on a text message. Now, here's another question from the WhatsApp. Matt, I want you to ask a question. And here's a question. Which Dominican official used our country's letterhead to get all their spouse family into the U.S.? I'll ask the question again. Which Dominican official used our country's letterhead to get all their spouse family into the U.S.? We're going to take one final break there, and we will move on. Let's do this one more time.
The Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York will be rocking and roaring this weekend. Why? The exceptional nighttime king, King Dice, will be in the house, joined by the Road March King, The Rabbit, and Green Jeff Band. DJ Ron B and DJ Kayo will be on the ones and twos. Spring Calypso this weekend at the Lion's Den in Brooklyn, New York. 1464 St. John's, Brooklyn, New York, between Utica and Rochester. The Lion's Den comes alive this weekend. At the door, you pay only $20 starting 9 p.m. The Dice live with The Rabbit this weekend, the Lion's Den, 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Miss it and blame yourself.
The wind of change is continuing to blow in Toronto, Canada. Another big event planned for Saturday, May 18th, a fundraising activity. It's a barbecue, Dominica style, Creole style. Make sure you wear your white and blue. It's the Canada Dominica Progressive Movement. A special guest of honor, Dr. Dale Dangleman, will speak to the things your doctor never told you and you should know. Find out why Dr. Dale Dangleman has given our health system an F. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. 2168 Edmonton Avenue. Avenue West Toronto, main intersection between Caledonia and Edmonton. For more information, contact number 416-820-1814. Saturday, May 18th, 2019. Time 4 p.m. A Creole barbecue, Dominica style, in Toronto, Canada.
The Dominica Community Tourism Association, Inc. presents the Community Tourism Enhancement Competition, a community-based competition tailored to make our communities more marketable as tourism locations. Built on the four pillars of cleanliness, beautification and landscaping, hospitality and community involvement, neighboring communities will be zoned and will collaborate to meet the four-pillar criteria by hosting an event in one of the communities in the zones. All beautification projects will be evaluated by a team of judges. All participating zones will receive prizes based on their scores. The highest scorer will receive a trophy. Be a part of this grand initiative by the Dominica Community Tourism Association, Inc. and play your part in the enhancement competition today.
Professional health consultation taking place this Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come down to the Fatima Church ground in Newtown for a professional health consultation. Several doctors and specialists will be on site. Do you suffer from diabetes or hypertension? Come do your health checks. Courtesy Joshua Francis, parliamentary representative for the Rosa South constituency and the deputy political leader of Team Dominica, the United Workers Party. This Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Professional health consultation at the Fatima Church ground. Be there.
People of Rosa Valley and environs, come get ready for the Ronald Charles Rounders Finals, Sunday, April 20th, 2019, from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Come see the Matadors from Scottsdale. Take on the Rainbow Renters Hard Hitters from Montrose Fair. There'll be music, entertainment, food, drinks, and fun. Come see the Adams ladies, Maria Xavier, Nisha Paul of the Matadors. Come see Josian Senville, Barbara Henderson, Kezia Wade, and the crew from the Hard Hitters. Entertainment, food, drinks, and competition. It's the Ronald Charles Rosa Valley Finals Sunday, April 28th from 1 p.m. at Cochrane. Yes, Cochrane, it's coming your way. Be there.
All right, Dominica, I'll tell you what, we'll take about two more phone calls. Very, very busy afternoon. I'm sure you will understand. Hello, talk to me. Good afternoon. Uh-oh, you missed that call. Hi, hi, hi. Are you there, caller? Are you there?
Yeah. I am there, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly. Yeah, that's Matt, seriously. I just want to express my disappointment. And I am fed up with people like Vince Anderson. Seriously, Matt. You cannot be there. You came in 2000, and Rosie told people, tell us, wow, how you came in, you know, Bab. The late Osborne Bobby Rivers made it very clear, you know, that he said that Vince is worse than scary, and I'm beginning to believe that, Matt. You're going to tell me that Vince said that he had a doctorate. He does not have a doctorate. Huh? A JD in law doesn't mean that you have a doctorate. We can research that. He claimed he has a doctorate in law. And you want to come and say, on yesterday on Observer, on the radio station in Antigua, he said that since your name is on the list, you're entitled to vote. You must vote. That's why you went to Antigua and say, call all Antiguans to come. Dominicans in Antigua, and you'll see them. You call a girl named from Taru. I have the clipping. Today at the press conference, Vince is saying that no reports say that the election wasn't free and fair. And he's saying that we do not need electoral reform. And he's saying that he studied law. You see the level of desperation, Matt. And we cannot allow people like Vince Henderson to come back into the system, somebody that's carried expelled, you know, send him away from Dominica to the United Nations, you know, because he was giving him competition. Remember the question after Hurricane Dean, when Kamala was questioning them? You remember that, Matt?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And Skerritt was threatened by Vince, and he expelled Vince. He sent him to the UN, and he brought in Kelvin. And right now, Vince believing that is the best thing since sliced bread. I'm going to come to Dominica and try to disrespect people. And that is a total disrespect. Vince was my junior in high school. I have a lot of respect for him. I'm happy where he has been. But look and try to believe that he can fool Dominicans and belittle them. Matt, this election, Matt, I'm going to challenge Vince and his guys head on, you know. I am taking no prisoners with them fellas, you know. That is total nonsense. Now, come on, disrespect Dominicans like that. And people have to sit down and take it lightly. There are no prisoners, Matt. This time I am going all out there, them fellas. You know, anytime they come and disrespect Dominicans, I am challenging them in their faces anyway. Take care, Matt.
Hector Sparks, John, there. Seem ready there.
The money controllers in the country. Fire burn them. Fire burn them.
Our final phone call here. Good afternoon to you on the talk on the block. Hello, talk to me. Yes, quickly.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing, my brother?
Very, very, very well this afternoon, yes.
Matt, I heard Mr. Vince Henderson basically signing the death warrant for the people of Marigot in particular, Matt. Because for the people of Marigot, Matt, electoral reform means that we will have a government for the people of Marigot. We'll have a government for the people of Dominica by extension. We'll have a government, Matt, that will build our hospital, we will have a government that will build a proper international airport in the right location, Matt. We will have a government that will subsidize and encourage our farmers to go back into production, Matt. Okay, so electoral reform for us, the people of Marigot, Matt, that is crucial. That is absolutely necessary. Because we know, Matt, that this government will not build our hospital. Right now, Matt, you know, we don't even have a health center. And electoral reform will ensure that we have our health center, Matt. So we the people of Marigot, Matt, we are noting with particular concern and interest, Matt, the statement of Mr. Vince Henderson. And I think I will help them to publish that statement so Dominicans can understand what we are dealing with, Matt. And at the same time, Matt, I want to request of you, Matt, that you play that letter. We have somebody read that letter, that infamous letter from Tony Pastafan, talking about the need for the Labour Party to continue to ensure that there is no electoral reform, because the Prime Minister's legacy will be spoiled. He will have a losing legacy, you know, Matt. And we need to understand that, Matt. And in conclusion, Matt, we want to also recognize that even when we get the best type of electoral reform, we believe that the Dominican Labour Party under Roosevelt's carriage will still try to steal the election, because that is their modus operandi. So all we are asking for at this point is just give us the basic, decent reform that we are asking for. Voter ID card, clean up the voters list, and let us go on to have free and fair elections in Dominica, Matt. And instead of having Vince coming and give all this misinformation, Matt, I suspect that information was particularly designed for the Kyrie audience, Matt, not the Q95 audience. Have a good day, my brother.
Have a good day. Of course, next year, the DSL hour, and we'll take one more ad that will join Digicel. Again, tomorrow I'll be on in my own style on the Saturday morning. Stick around. Stay tuned for more information right here on Q95. Just to inform you again that on Sunday, yes, we'll have a little change of programming there. Listeners of Patriots Voices on Q are advised that this Sunday, April 28th, the program will be broadcast from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. instead of the usual time, in order to facilitate the live broadcast of an event taking place in Atlanta. So stay tuned for this on the big, big station. This is it for me. Have a great weekend. I'll be joining you again tomorrow morning with your inspiration on a Saturday.